Hello?
Yes, my name is Joyce. I'm giving you a return call from customer service. Do you still need further assistance with the account you called in reference to?
Yes, I do.
All righty. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
10456.
And I do thank you for that. And that first and last name, please?
First name is Frederick. Last name is Colby.
All right. Will you give me 1 second to actually locate an account associated with you?
Okay.
All righty. And how do you spell your last name, please?
C-O-L-Z as in zebra, I-E.
Okay. And for security purposes, Mr. Frederick, do you mind verifying your address, please?
1011 Washington Avenue, Bronx, New York, apartment 407.
And I do thank you for that. Let me get 1 second while I locate the account and see what you ordered. Okay, Mr. Cole, I was able to actually locate an account associated with you. It does seem like on March the 3rd that you paid $5.47 for the shipping and handling for a Wi-Fi booster. Do you remember that?
Correct. I did do that.
Okay. Then, well, that was for the cover. And then you paid the $19.99 for the Wi-Fi booster itself. But it seems like that was fully refunded to you.
For the booster itself, no, there was two. I ordered one through a promotion through my phone.
Okay.
Yeah. I ordered one through a promotion through my phone. And the next one, I didn't order a second one. It wouldn't let me back out, and then when I went to pay for it, it took out one for another one.
Oh, okay, and that's when they refunded you one, am I correct?
Oh, so wait, let me ask you something now.
Sure.
This packing slip, let me go back to my bank account.
Sure.
Let me go back to my bank account. Give me 1 second. So are you under the name of, just give me 1 second. Are you under the name of Athletic Fitness something?
And that's probably a vendor's name where it was shipped under.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And did you actually receive a refund of 19?
I did. Now I see that, but I didn't know what that was for. I just didn't understand mm-hmm. what that charge was. And so I put in a claim for it, yes. Because
yes.
It doesn't say that on it. On the packing slip I got, it doesn't say anything.
Okay, and I do understand that, but I do see that on the 23rd of March that you were billed 6732.
Oh, so that's you too, Juella Garden?
Yes, and that actually what it is, that item that you only paid the shipping and handling to receive was actually a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store.
Oh, that's not, no.
Yes,
no,
sir.
Oh, no, good, no. And then they got all these different names just hitting my card.
Different
Athletic
vendors.
Athletic Fitness, Juella Thompson Garden. So I put in claims for that. So the second thing, if you could take that off, please, I'd appreciate it.
I can get you counseled out of that, sir. But
thank
I
you.
Did want to inform you that when you signed up as a member, they did download a $125 gift card into the email that you provided at the time.
I'll send it back. I didn't see anything about joining a club, ma'am. It was just a promotion through my phone, through T-Mobile.
I do understand.
You understand?
That.
Every
yes,
month
sir.
They give you these little promotions. So I picked the Wi-Fi router.
Mm-hmm.
Only one. I picked one. And it explained nothing about joining a membership or none of that stuff. None of that was explained.
And
I
do understand
that. Yeah.
But I can more than happily get you canceled out of there. Give me
Thank
one
you.
Second, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
And I will send, I won't even use the card. I guess you could just cancel that too, the $125 gift card. You can cancel it. I won't use it.
Well, it's actually downloaded into that the email that you used at the time that you provided.
Okay,
when you
I won't
signed
use
up.
It, though.
So
yeah.
It's yours. You can go in there and use it because it actually has a link where you can open it up, and then you can go onto that online web store yourself and purchase gadgets that you would like. Now, that one is yours without being enrolled in a membership. But give me 1 second, and I can cancel you out of that, okay?
Thank you, ma'am. You are very, yes.
You're more than welcome.
So that was that router, baby. All that was because of that router. That router that I only had to pay shipping and handling for. All them charges was because of that. That stuff I didn't recognize. Because I don't know. It's two different Jewella tops and gardens. I don't get it. I don't know. She said it was some kind of athletic fitness power, and then Jewella top. And then when I looked that up online, I couldn't find. All I saw was clothing. A clothing line. I was like, well, I told my bank, ma'am, I don't know nothing about this. I didn't know this stuff.
All righty, sir. Yeah. I've successfully gotten you canceled out of that.
Thank you.
You won't be billed anything in further because the cancellation takes effect immediately. I do have the cancellation number if you'd like to take that down.
Okay, just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. That will be C as in Charlie. That's 259.
259-409-206.
That is correct.
So let me read that back to you.
Sure.
C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
259-409-206.
That is correct, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Okay, thank you. They're going to refund this $67, right?
I'm back into the account.
Thank you.
It will take 3 to 5 business.
That's
days,
fine.
Okay?
I appreciate you very much. You have a blessed day.
Same to you. And thank you for calling customer service. Okay,
You're
sir?
Welcome.
Bye-bye.